In 29 California neighborhoods, nearly 14% of children under the age of 6 have been found to have elevated levels of lead in their blood. Lead is not regularly tested in these communities, so to suddenly find levels of contamination that are almost 3 times higher than the toxicity experienced by residents in Flint, Michigan at the peak of their water crisis is a real public health issue in the state of California. The 2012 data, which comes from the California Department of Health, only accounts for a quarter of the state's zip codes. Jill Johnston is assistant professor of preventive medicine at the University of Southern California and director of USC's Environmental Health Center's outreach program. She says this is a big wake-up call.
This data just really highlights that lead continues to be a serious problem for many communities here in California, but also across the U.S., and that there's really efforts that are needed to prevent exposure of children to lead.
And so, you know, the issues of lead paint and remediation when houses are sold is just not adequate, it seems, that in our industrial age in the 21st century, lead is dispersing itself much more generally in the environment.
Yeah, we find still there's a lot of sources of lead that people continue to be exposed to. Both legacy sources like paint, like the old leaded gasoline that's now in the soil, and also there continue to be industrial sources here in California that can contaminate the soil that then can find its way into children's bodies. And what we really know about lead is that any exposure to lead can be harmful, so it's really important to take preventive measures and make sure that our children aren't being exposed to lead.
All right, so let's talk about the public health issues particular to young children when they encounter these levels of lead contamination. And again, reminding people that we're no longer dealing with lead paint chips and the kinds of things that were talked about in the 70s.
So we still see, you know, very similar health effects that any kind of exposure to lead can really harm the development of brain in children. And so what that means when we think long term is that it can decrease your IQ, it can increase symptoms of attention deficit disorders and hyperactivity, it can also reduce growth in children. And so this can really have long term lasting effects for people that are exposed to lead.
Now, the 20th century was about really developing a kind of community consensus that vaccination was a feature of public health. Do you think in the 21st century, all of a sudden, we need to think about testing annually for toxic agents like lead?
I think screening among children can be really important to identify kids that are overexposed to lead and really try to use that information to target interventions and make sure that the exposures to lead are limited. So it's really important to couple any sort of lead screening with action to make sure that that data is used and acted upon to protect the health of these children.
Is there an industrial source in the California data that particularly stands out in your mind and in the headlines there in California?
Here in the county of Los Angeles, there is a now shut down but large lead acid battery smelter that we know put in a lot of lead into the air and into the soil, into the communities that are around this smelter.
So I would say recommendation number one for you would be, based on this data, let's get rid of the EPA.
Now, I think this really shows that it's, you know, very important that we have policies out there that are protecting people from exposure to lead, and that we have health departments that are able to look at this data and take action based on the information that's coming in about where kids are being overly exposed to lead.
If the EPA does go away, are you confident in the infrastructure you have in place there in California?
I think it's really important to continue the policies that are in place and these public health advances here in California and also nationwide.
Jill Johnston is assistant professor of preventive medicine at the University of Southern California and director of USC's Environmental Health Center's outreach program. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.